Michael Butler from the Fremantle Dockers camp. No less. Morning, Mick.
Morning, Mills. Yeah, looking forward to that on Friday night. Should be a cracker.
Good stuff. How's the battle going? What's the latest?
The battle?
Yeah, in your future.
It's ticking along and not much has changed since our conversations over the last few weeks. And I don't really expect much to over the next, foreseeable future. It'll all kind of get hot and heavy, I suppose. September, October.
Just around this, Michael, it is a changing landscape in the modern game, mate, with, players openly speaking to clubs these days and even coaches saying that it's going to be more of the norm. In the past, mate, it was frowned upon, but not now.
No, exactly. And I think, you've got to understand the landscape of the AFL and players out of contract and with free agency, that players are able to express their right to have a look and, choose where they want to play and what options are out there. So I think, clubs are aware and not encouraging it, but understand that it's a part of the game.
The outgoing president of the Fremantle Dockers, Steve Harris, has been interviewed by Mark Dufford on the back of the West this morning. He's basically made the point and he's dismissed reports of player rifts and potential player departures as external commentary blatantly untrue and beat-ups of situations. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I completely agree with the, player rifts and, that baffles me a little bit. Like, I think everyone understands in professional environments, not everyone's going to be best friends and be best man at each other's weddings and all that kind of stuff. I'll probably only get 23 or 24 of those gigs. But, in terms of player departures, I think everyone's privy to the information that Fremantle are probably going to lose it. If you play them, be pretty active in the trade market and all that kind of stuff this year. But as far as player rifts and discontention of whatever you want to call it within the playing group, we have really good professional relationships and demanding relationships, and we're not where we want to be. But in terms of rifts and arguments and all that, I think it baffled me. It really did.
Mate, given all the negativity that's coming out and being talked about with Fremantle, and look, no one wants to be where you're at. GWS, what's been the focus? Can you give us a little bit of an insight in what has been the focus, given that you have been a club under so much pressure?
For this weekend, any week, regardless of how we're going, we want to concentrate on ourselves first. And, our ball movement against Adelaide was at a really low end. So that's been a real focus this week. And GWS are at the really high end of that with their speed and skill. So we'll have to, tighten up our own use of the ball and maintain possession a lot more to be competitive over there in Sydney this weekend. And then what we've really focused on, especially the last half of the year, is just competing and being physical and owning the contest. So hopefully that's what we can bring on Saturday.
Well, let's hope they can bit of a dress rehearsal for the following week when they had their last game of the year, I think, against the Western Bulldogs. It could be Pav's last game. Should be a massive crowd there for that. He deserves it. And good luck to you, Michael.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks, guys. I'll see you tomorrow, Carl, and talk next week.
Who's going to win the game?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
West Coast listeners out there, so Hawthorn.
Spoken like a true docker, at least for now.